Hello, everyone. Welcome to 5 Minutes with God. I'm Prophetess Lou. Today, the Holy Spirit wants to study Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is slow to anger has great understanding, but he who has a hasty temper exalts folly. Patience is hard to obtain. And a lot of people say, don't ask for it because you go through so much. And quite frankly, I never asked for it because until last year, I didn't want to go through anything to have patience. I felt like my level of patience was fine. It was great. But when we look at our life and we see that we are upset when the line at McDonald's isn't moving that fast or someone in front of us are taking a sweet, sweet time, or when we yell and scream because these things are happening, that means we're short on patience. But you know who isn't? God. He can give us more if we ask him for it. And if we ask him to bear that fruit in us, he will. Because a lot of times what happens is we are comfortable with where we are in our Christian walk. So we don't want to develop anything in him, or we don't want him touching or changing anything. But every day is an opportunity to be better, to be wiser, to be connected with him. We want to please him with our life and not just coast our way through life. 1 Corinthians 13:4 says this: love is patient and kind. Love does not envy or boast, is not ignorant. It says here, love is patient. And because we are supposed to love our fellow man, we must learn to be patient and kind and never envy or boast. And what we must understand, as long as we grow in this way, we grow to have a heart for people in their lowest moments. Because a lot of people just need someone to take their time and see where they're coming from. But because the world is such a fast-moving place, a lot of people don't want to slow down and take the time to see what's happening in someone's life. That shows we need patience. Psalms 37:7-9, be still before the Lord and wait patiently for him. Fret not yourself over the one who prospers in his way, over the man who carries out evil devices. Refrain from anger and forsake wrath. Fret not yourself. It tends only to evil. For the evildoer shall be cut off, but those who wait for the Lord shall inherit the land. We also need patience to wait on God. God isn't going to answer us when we want. God isn't going to do what we want every time. Sometimes we must wait on him. And the verse says that it says, be still before God. That means wait on him. That means focus on him alone to move in your situation. And when we wait on God, we inherit his land. We will have what we wanted. But we must take our time and wait for God to move in our situation. Patience is hard to have when we need it right now. Patience is hard to have when we see someone else getting blessed, but our blessing could be around the corner. And when we allow our anger and we allow our small wrath to take over, we only give the enemy what he wanted. So refrain from doing that and being upset. If we look at what we have, what he has done for us, and we look at what he's doing, we won't have time to lose ourselves on things that's not happening. Because we will be too occupied looking at what he's doing in and through us. Patience isn't easy. Patience is hard to develop. But when we put our trust in God and we allow him to show us, we can do it. Because this kind of fruit cannot be developed without him. We need him every step of the way. Hold his hand and he will hold yours. And yes, you're going to mess up. You're going to get angry. But remember that God will help you to develop this. But you must be willing to go through the frustration. Because it will be that on this journey. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you. Thank you for the word today, Father God. Father God, help us to have patience when we go through. Help us to have patience with others. Help us to exude patience, Father God. Father God, help us to love others as we love ourselves, Father God. Father God, we give you that situation. We give you every situation. We even ask you right now, Father God, to pour into us patience. Father God, we ask you to help us apply this word to our lives, Father God. Help us to find a better way to handle things. Help us to refrain from evil and refrain from anger, Father God. Father God, we just thank you for today. We thank you for another week that we're coming up on. And Father God, we ask you to help us use the devotional today for our day, for our week, Father God. Help us to learn what you want us to learn, Father God. Help us to want to be molded and crave to please you. Father God, with our life, with our actions, we want to please you. We want to make you happy. Father God, we thank you for the blessings you have bestowed on us. We thank you for the food on our table, clothes on our back. We thank you for the blessings. We thank you for the favor. We ask you to pour out more favor upon us. We ask you to watch over our family and friends as they travel, Father God. And Father God, we thank you so much for everything. Father God, we ask you to give us strength through our day, Father God. And we thank you for every blessing, whether it's big or small, in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm Prophetess Lou. This is 5 Minutes with God. I pray you all have a blessed day. Remember, Jesus loves you. I love you too. Remember to like, subscribe, and follow on any platform. Remember to share with a family member or friend. And if you could, please share on social media. Thank you. Be blessed.